what's going on this weekend out at the Baptist Church.
Yeah, so we are partnering, the lady that's with me here in studio, so our secretary at church is Ashley Smith, who leads children and youth activities at Hudson Community Church. Mm-hmm. And so when we started planning something to do for fall, we usually participate in the parade, but it was kind of one of those, you know, we just walk by people at the parade and you wave and you mm-hmm. speak, but you don't really get to, you know,
interact with them
or yeah. build relationships or invite them to church or tell them. So we decided instead of, you know, just walking the parade, we're going to partner up with Hudson. They're coming onto our property, bringing, you know, some things that they do often if you follow them on social media, just because we know, you know, we're two churches in two different communities with two different audiences. You know, there's people that live near Hudson who may be looking for a church home. We want them to find their way to Hudson. There's people in Hardinsburg who may be looking. And so we have lots of stuff planned for Saturday night. You are not allowed to talk about that wet stuff that might come.
No, there you go. You're getting close now, Carrie.
We're just going to ask everybody to pray.
You're walking up to that line there. But, yeah, we don't want to say anything about that Ayn Ray that might be coming in. So, but talk a little more. Of course, like everything will be getting underway right after the parade. 4 o'clock is the start time on that. By the way, you can see that live on the Facebook Live page of the river. Mm-hmm. So take us through what we've got coming up out there.
So, barring weather, everything will be outside, but we have pumpkin painting. We have some arts and crafts that will revolve more on the biblical aspect so that we are talking about Jesus. We are introducing people, even though mm-hmm. it's in a fun way. We have lots of inflatables coming. We're going to do an outdoor movie at dark with the big inflatable screen. Food galore. So Hudson, if you follow them on social media, they do like drive-through funnel cake giveaways all the time and snow cones. And so they're bringing all of their men and their supplies and they're coming onto property. We're going to have funnel cakes and snow cones and a caramel apple bar and popcorn and all the good Halloween things that you might need. Not healthy. Get your candy at the parade, then come and get even more sweets at the church.
Let's bring Ashley in on this conversation. Talk about a little bit going on from your perspective of things.
Basically, everything that Carrie said is 100% what's going to go on. No kids are going to be sleeping Saturday night. They are going to be wired to the max. But
and
it's
a few parents as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good event. Like she said, we're going to have funnel cakes, caramel apple bar. There's going to be hot chocolate, popcorn, and we also have a cotton candy maker coming that Whoa. Is going to give away cotton candy. So it's going to be a big event. Hopefully, we're going to have a really big turnout, and hopefully all that wet stuff you talk about is not really coming.
You're walking up to the line again here. You're walking up to the line. So let's go ahead and give me times and where everything will be.
So we're going to start as soon as the parade is over, so we'll be ready for people about 4:45, 5 o'clock. Just while everybody's in town, don't leave. Leave your spot at the parade. Come on out to the Baptist Church. Plan A is that it's going to be nice and sunny, and when you pull in, you're going to see stuff everywhere. Plan B, we do have, just in case the weather, we will move stuff inside and under shelter. Everything will still happen, rain or shine.
There you go.
After the parade, but everybody's going to pray for sunshine.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, you maybe want to bring a bag chair if you come and it is going to be able to be outside for the movie. If you want to bring chairs, just load them up that you bring to the parade and bring them on out to HBC.
All right, then. I'll go around the table very quickly. Ashley, anything else you'd like to add or share?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Carrie, I'll give you the last word here. Also, I believe you've got to get ready. Christmas is coming up, and I believe you've got to first choir practice really coming up here.
We do. So last year was the first time that we kind of revitalized the community Christmas choir with Kathy Tabor directing. She has agreed to direct again, and so we are going to have the first practice this Sunday, the 29th at 4 o'clock at the Baptist Church. That's open to anyone who wants to sing. You don't have to go to church, or you can go to any church around, but 4 o'clock, and that is Kathy Tabor directing. We're going to have that first practice. If you can't be there this week, we're going to practice every Sunday at 4 up until the event on December 10th.
Very good. And then, of course, Saturday at the church, 4:45, 5-ish, essentially after the parade is over. So, all right then, Carrie, Ashley, as always, thanks for the time. Wish you the best of luck, and hopefully that Ayn Ray will stay away on Saturday.
Yes.
If you missed any portion of this conversation, head over to the podcast section of WXBC1043.com here in just a moment, and we'll have that up for you to listen to at your convenience. Right now, time for the weekly livestock report from Evan Tate. That's a service of Tate Cattle Company.